Okay, nothing heard. So with that, we'll start off with our 73 round. We'll go up to Bill, K6KQV on Echolink out in California, and stand by Ron. Bill, good evening once again to you, sir. Go right ahead.
This is K6KQV. Very good. Well, it's been a real pleasure, and I'd just like to take the opportunity to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving holiday and a safe holiday. And the Santagrams sound like a very interesting project. I wish I was there to participate with that and help out with the telegraph messages. That really sounds interesting, but it's too far to walk. I can't get there. So anyway, again, very good evening to everybody, and have a great rest of the week. Back to net, K6KQV, saying 73.
All right, well, very good, Bill. I appreciate you joining us this evening. 73 to you also. Always a pleasure to have you on and hear the news from out west, out in California. Again, the Santagrams, that is a fun thing. Our club has been participating in that probably for the better part of 20 years or so now, and it's a fun thing to do. Jim, who does the Santagrams for us and has been doing it for years and years, he was also the technical advisor on the movie Lincoln for all of the Morse code equipment and everything they had in that movie as far as setting it up in the proper way that everything should be arranged. He was the technical advisor for that movie because he's president of the North American International Telegraphers Association, I believe, something like that. So anyway, appreciate it, and 73 to you, and if we don't talk to you again before Thanksgiving, you have a happy Thanksgiving also. All right, next up we'll go to Ron, KC8YVF, and stand by Rob. And Ron, just check and make sure you're going to be around at the end of the net for the net report. Go right ahead.
Thank you again, Mike. Yes, I'll be here at the end of the net for the report. Yep, coming up Thursday is our next Aries training. This one is open to everybody. This will be on Meshtastic. If you're not sure what that is or would like to find out, come out to the meeting, 7 p.m., Harry Brown Airport. We'll be going over, got a couple of presentations on Meshtastic. Rick and I will try and answer whatever questions that you can. If you need to have your firmware updated on your devices, bring them with you. I'll have the computer there and a USB-C cable to program them. There is a couple of new updates, so 2.5 something is the new update. They've done some new codes, some new security revisions in that version. I'll talk about that at least on it, because I noticed tonight that there was a different feature in the software, and you have to have a certain firmware in order for this new security to encryption to go through. So. We'll talk about that. We'll have also be setting up channels for Saginaw. I have both a Saginaw channel and an Aries channel, so if you bring your device and your phone, you can scan the QR code, or I can send you the URL to update and get you on the Saginaw local channel, or if for the ones that are in the Aries group, for the Aries group as well. So we'll kind of do that as well. Yeah, like you said, some things coming in. Hopefully the weather holds out for us on Friday. We don't get the rain. Snow is fine. Cold is fine. Rain just makes it nasty, and it really would really cut down on the number of people that come out for it. That's no fun at all. We can take about any other kind of weather, but just an all-out rain, that would pretty much curtail a lot of things. So 73, everyone, hope to see a bunch of you out there on Thursday night. And if not, on Friday, to come out and at least join, come out and help us, as Mike said. If not, come out and enjoy. Lighting of the waterworks, come out and get some food from the various vendors, take a walk down Washington, see the Christmas lights. I think they, if they still have the Japanese Tea Garden open, we did that a few years ago, my wife and family and I, we had a good time there. So lots of things to do and see that night, and fireworks afterwards. So 73, everyone, we'll talk to you later. KC8YVF, back to that.
All right, very good, Ron. Thanks for joining us tonight. A lot of good information there. Yep, definitely plan on being out at the airport Thursday for the Meshtastic. You know, a lot of good information on the Meshtastic out there. And we will be back around here with the net report at the end. So thanks for joining us, Ron. 7-3. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Rob, KC8SDL, and Standby Dave. Rob, good evening to you, sir. Once again, 73 round. Go right ahead.
Oh, there you go. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, KD8MMA to the group. You know, Charlie H. Josh Lima. Yeah, very good there, Michael. Sounds like you, your club's going to have a really nice tune for the Santa Grana. Sounds really cool. Very, very nice there. If I could drive, I'd come down to Salem, but unfortunately I don't drive. But I'm glad you guys are going to have a good time. Anyway, about Radio World, yeah, my kid was doing a great job. But my friend was able to find some dial labs for that instead of a bayonet-type bulb. They're wire lead bulbs, and a widow of a gentleman used to sell Kenwood Parks passed away, but she still runs his website, and you can go on the line and get a lot of Kenwood Parks lights and other devices that were still rather inexpensive. So my friend picked up a kit of five bulbs and have a few spares, and he's going to come over here one day this week, and we're going to pull the panels off and replace the dial lights. And I guess, yeah, one flickers a little bit. I think both are ready to go. So I'm looking forward to that. So, anyway, so like I said, again, I'm feeling much better, Mike, you know, getting through this ordeal here. It's been kind of a bad hair day with a toe issue and having that mild stroke. But I'm doing much better. Rehabbing McLaren really done a good job. So. All right, with that, have a good week. You take care, and we'll hopefully catch you out of that next Monday night there. KD8MMA, KC8SDL. 7-3, Mike.
All right, very good, Rob. 7-3 to you also. Appreciate you joining us, and like I said, glad to hear that you're doing better there from the mild stroke. Appreciate it. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the KADAC repeater. All right, next we'll go to Dave, W8DW, and Standby Tom. Dave, go ahead and give it a try this time.
Okay, real good there, Mike. Yeah, I think the battery was a little low on this. Well, wouldn't go out totally, but KD8MMH, W8DW. Had sort of a busy weekend. My birthday last Thursday, so we celebrated over the weekend. dinner out in Frankmuth on Thursday, and then like my wife says, a four-day birthday celebration, so we did that. I did pick up a lot of leaves, and we're down to probably one more week, and I should be almost done. I worked on a little bit today. I've actually put out today to date, and these are containers of mulch leaves, so 30-gallon containers of mulch leaves. I put out 61 of them so far, and they weigh about 30 to 35 pounds apiece. So we're talking close to 2,000 pounds of leaves out to yard waste. So that's all about all I got. We'll say 7-3s. I'm going to try and get out there Thursday. We'll see how that goes. KD8MMH, W8DW, 7-3.
All right. Well, very good, Dave. Appreciate you joining us this evening. 7-3 to you also. Yeah, that's literally a ton of leaves there if you had 2,000 pounds of leaves. So I can't imagine. That's quite a bit. Yep, and hope to see you Thursday night and maybe Friday, too, out at the zoo for the Santagrams for the holiday in the cities. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Tom, N8EUI, and Standby Bob. Tom, it's up to you. And, Bob was wondering, and myself, too, The smoked meatloaf, is that actually cooked in the smoker, or what's the procedure for the smoked meatloaf? Go right ahead.